last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us Dr. Murtaza Karimi. He's got a PhD in Islamic studies. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you, alhamdulillah. So, we've been discussing a fascinating kind of series of the major points associated to Imam Mahdi, to Mahdawiya. In the last episode, we actually discussed the idea of the shaheed mentioned in the Quran. Shaheed in the Quran, it means witness. And so Allah is saying that He's going to raise witnesses from among the people, and that these witnesses will testify against or for the people, whether they were good or evil. And we discussed all of that in the last episode, so we're not going to go back into those details. Today, let's treat the previous episode as a prelude for what we're going to be discussing. So we've discussed the idea of a shaheed, a witness, but then hold on a moment. The Quran also uses a different word in the same context, which is the word ummah. Now, what does ummah actually mean, and how does this refer to Imam Mahdi? Please expand on this. What does ummah mean?
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To some extent, we prove that for every ummah, for every nation, we need a witness to testify against or for the people on the Day of Judgment. And that witness must be alive for every time and era. And of course, I will bring other evidence for that. But now, talking about the concept of ummah, we will raise in or from every ummah, every nation, a witness on the Day of Judgment. Raghib Isfahani mentions that ummah is a group of people who are gathered together or come together because of something. That can be a religion or a place. I mean, they live at the same place or they live at the same time. Also, another dictionary says that the ummah of each prophet refers to those people that lived at the time of that prophet. Now, one important point when talking about this verse is that many people, when we talk about the ummah of, for example, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, they think that only Muslims are the ummah and the nation of the prophet. According to the verses of the Quran, this is a wrong idea of the concept of ummah of the prophet. Yes. When we say Muslim ummah, for sure it's referring to those who believe in the last religion.
Okay.
But when the verses of the Quran talk about the fact that, for example, the prophet or the imams are witnesses over their ummah, this ummah is not limited to those who believe in this religion.
Ahsant, right.
Rather, it includes both Muslims and all the other people living at the time of that prophet or imams.
Wow.
And so on and
so
forth.
Okay, so it's kind of like the word imam. In today's context, people think that imam can only mean a good thing. But actually, imam is a general term used in the Quran. It can be used to refer to evil leaders as well.
And good leaders. Aimat al-Kufr, as mentioned in the Book of Quran, the leaders of this
ummah. Ummah is similar to that then?
Yeah. So the point is that on the Day of Judgment, for example, when Jesus come as the witness for his nation, we do not mean that only he will testify for or against the Christians, for example. No, he will bear witness for or against all the people who lived at his time. The same is true about our time. So the ummah of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, includes all the people, whether Shia, Sunni, Muslim, Christian, Jews, it doesn't make any difference. All the people living at our time are the ummah and the nation of the Prophet. We can prove that through the Noble Book of Quran, for example, chapter Ra'd, verse 30 reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم. We have sent you, O Prophet, to a nation before whom there were other nations, لِتَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, so that you recite to them what we have revealed to you. Now, the point is that وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَنِ, they disbelieve in Rahman, in all compassionate, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this very nation, they are kafir, they are disbelievers, but they are your ummah, they are your nation. The other verse is chapter Ghafir, verse 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَالْأَحْذَابُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. The people of Nuh, they rejected their prophets and the other groups after them. وَهَمَّتْ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بِرَسُولِهِمْ لِيَأْخُذُوهُ. All nations of different prophets, they tried to take their prophets, meaning that to persecute their prophets. So again, the verse referring to the fact that ummah of a prophet can also refer to the disbelievers, even those people who wanted to kill him.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go for a short break.
The Last Savior.
We're waiting for you to die by.
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Welcome back to the studio. We've been talking about the word ummah and how it has both negative and positive connotations, depending on the context in which it's used. Dr. Karimi?
As I mentioned, according to the verses of the Noble Book of Quran, when we are talking about an ummah or a nation of a prophet, it includes both good people and bad people. And from another dimension, even it includes both human beings and the jinns as well. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, first of all, when it comes to the human beings, the Holy Prophet says, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Ya ayyuhannas, no, not ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people, which refers to all the people, whether good or bad, Muslim or non-Muslim, I've been sent toward all of you. And some verses in chapter Jinn and other verses refers to the fact that the mission of the Prophet includes the jinns as well.
Wow.
So the nation, the ummah of the Prophet are all the people, not only the Muslims. And according to another understanding, it even includes the jinns as well. So that is why when we say that وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا, the day that we raise a shaheed from every nation, it is not only referring to the fact that the Holy Prophet will testify against the sinful Muslims, for example. No.
Yeah.
He will bear witness against all the people who, I mean, were not good people, either as Muslims or as non-Muslims. This is another point which is important when we are talking about raising different witnesses on the Day of Judgment. The word ummah in this context at least includes both Muslims and non-Muslims, and includes all the human beings. Now, maybe one of the fundamental points which we need to prove to, to mention so that we can prove the existence and birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam based on verse 89 of chapter An-Nahl, is to prove that that shahid or that witness must be alive. Because some people may argue that this shahid in this verse is referring to Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family on Day of Judgment.
Yeah.
I refer to a couple of points to reject this claim, but to mention other points. The verse reads, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. For every nation, we will raise a witness who is from among them.
Okay.
So in our time, this shaheed, as mentioned in this verse, cannot be the Holy Prophet for us.
Yeah.
Because he's not min anfusihim. He's not living in our time and era. So the shaheed from us, people living in the 21st century, must be a shaheed who is alive, who is testifying everything, who is, I mean, witnessing everything, so that he can be our witness on the Day of Judgment. So although we believe that those people, the prophets and the imams who are in the world of Barzakh, they are able to, I mean, they have a kind of connection to this world, and according to some verses, they are able to see our actions. But this verse, which refers to the concept of shaheed and min anfusim, cannot include those people living in the world of Barzakh as the witnesses. Because first
because
of all, they need to be shaheed. And second of all, they should be among the people, min anfusim, from among the people.
We're going to go for a short break now and we're going to come back to this discussion. Welcome back to the studio. Dr. Kerimi, those in the Barzakh can witness what we're doing. The first point that you made was that the shaheed has to be somebody who's witnessing, but those in the Barzakh can witness what we're doing here.
What you mentioned has been mentioned also in chapter At-Tawbah, verse 105. I will come to that.
Uh-huh.
We have two words which are very precisely used in the Noble Book of Quran. One of them is ru'ya, or seeing, and the other is shahada, which is witnessing.
Okay.
What we claim is that those people in the world of Barzakh, they are able to do ru'ya. They can see.
Uh-huh.
But are they able to do shahada, witness? These two are different. Now, I would like to mention a verse from the Noble Book of Quran to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus alayhi salam says, as mentioned in chapter Ma'idah, verse 117, although we believe that Jesus alayhi salam is alive, but does he live among the people? No. That is why he is not witness anymore.
Uh-huh.
But does it mean that he cannot see? No. He is able to see. This verse proves my claim.
Okay.
Jesus says that, addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says that, as mentioned in chapter Ma'idah, verse 117, وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. I was a witness against them, that is his people, as long as I was among them. مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ. Which
wow,
proves that
okay.
when you are not among the people, you cannot be shaheed anymore.
Uh-huh.
You are able to see, but you are not able to witness.
Okay, what's the difference between seeing and witnessing?
The difference is that, when we are talking about the technical term of witness on the Day of Judgment, technically the term shaheed in Arabic language is referring to a person who is able to see the scene in this world with physical eyes so that he can, witness for or against the people on the Day of Judgment. So, both of them, they see, but the one who is doing ru'ya cannot be a witness in the court. Those who are alive can be the witness, technically speaking. And we are talking about shahada on the Day of Judgment. The one who can come to testify against the people is the one who has witnessed the action, while he is among the people and he's alive. And Jesus continues, فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. We believe that Jesus alayhi salam was taken to upper world, maybe?
The heavens, yeah.
The heaven, yeah. So from that time, Jesus says that you are raqib, you are watchful of the actions of the people. So again, this verse is referring to the fact that technically speaking, shahada only applies to a person who is living with the people. Although other people may do ru'ya, may see the action, they cannot, technically speaking, they are not shaheed, they are not witnesses. Let me also refer to chapter At-Tawbah, verse 105. According to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا, do your actions, فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Your actions are seen by three people. The first being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Prophet, and then the mu'minun. The believers, which according to verses are, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. So they are able to see our actions even if they are not alive. Some people, as you mentioned, argue with this verse to refer to the fact that the Prophet is able to see our action even in the world of Barzakh. But the point is that, as I mentioned, this verse is only talking about ru'ya, سَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. But it doesn't refer to the fact that these people will be also able to witness for or against you. So there is no relation between the two. A person might know about something, a person might see something, but whether he or she is able to also witness, it is another story. According to the Arabic dictionaries and according to those verses which I shared, those people who are able to see the actions of the people in the world of Barzakh, they are not the shuhada of the nation. They are not the shuhada, the witnesses for or against the people who are living.
That's all we have time for today. We hope to see you next time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.